Harper Audio presents The Secret Circle, Volume 3, The Power, by L.J. Smith. Performed by Devin Sorvery. Chapter 1. "Diana, I have a little surprise for you," Faye said. Diana's emerald eyes with their thick, sooty lashes were swimming already. She still hadn't recovered from the shocks of tonight, and her face was strained as she stared at Faye. Well, there was worse to come. Now that it was finally going to happen, Cassie felt a curious sense of freedom. No more hiding. No more lying and evading. The nightmare was here at last. "I suppose I should have told you before, but I didn't want to upset you," Faye was saying. Her eyes burned golden with a savage inner fire. Adam, who wasn't stupid, glanced from Cassie to Faye and obviously came to a quick, if shattering, conclusion. He swiftly cupped a hand under Diana's elbow. "Whatever it is can wait," he said. "Cassie ought to go and see her mother and..." "No, it can't wait, Adam Conant," Faye interrupted. "It's time Diana found out what sort of people she has around her." Faye whirled to face Diana again, her pale skin glowing with strange elation against the midnight dark mane of her hair. "The ones you've chosen," she said to her cousin. "Your dearest friend. And him, the incorruptible Sir Adam. Do you want to know the reason you couldn't make it as leader? Do you want to know how naive you really are?" Everyone was gathering close now, staring. Cassie could see varying degrees of bewilderment and suspicion in their expressions. The full moon shining from the west was so bright that it cast shadows, and it illuminated every detail of the scene. Cassie looked at each of them. Tough Deborah, beautiful Susan with her perfect face marred by a puzzled frown, cool Melanie, and graceful elfin Laurel. She looked at Chris and Doug Henderson, the wild twins who were standing by the slinking figure of Sean, and at icily handsome Nick behind them. Finally, she looked at Adam. He was still holding Diana's arm, but his proud, arresting face was tense and alert. His eyes met Cassie's, and something like understanding flashed between them. And then Cassie looked away, ashamed. She had no right to lean on Adam's strength. She was about to be exposed for what she was in front of the entire circle. "I kept hoping they would do the decent thing and control themselves," Faye said, "for their own sake, if not yours. But obviously..." "Faye, what are you talking about?" Diana interrupted, her patience splintering. "Why, about Cassie and Adam, of course," Faye said, slowly opening her golden eyes wide. "About how they've been fooling around behind your back." The words fell like stones into a tranquil pool. There was a long moment of utter silence. Then Doug Henderson threw back his head and laughed. "Yeah, and my mom's a topless dancer," he jeered. "And Mother Teresa's really Catwoman," said Chris.
"Come on, Faye," Laurel said sharply. "Don't be ridiculous."
Faye smiled.
"I don't blame you for not believing me," she said. "I was shocked too. But you see, it all started before Cassie came to New Salem. It started when she met Adam down on Cape Cod." The silence this time had a different quality. Cassie saw Laurel look quickly at Melanie. Everyone knew that Cassie had spent several weeks on the Cape last summer. And everyone knew that Adam had been down in that area too, looking for the master tools. Cassie saw the dawning of startled understanding on the faces around her.